Alright guys, welcome back to Masculine Spartan Discipline. I'm your host, Jay Carter, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. Now, you might be thinking, Jake, what does that have to do with being a Spartan? Isn't that all about stoicism and toughening up? And you know what? That's part of it, absolutely. But even the fiercest warriors had emotions, right? They felt fear, anger, sadness, just like us. The difference is they found healthy ways to channel those emotions, not bottle them up, and let them fester. So, why is this so crucial in today's world? Because holding everything in, pretending you're emotionless, that's a recipe for burnout, stress, and even resentment. It can lead to unhealthy coping mechanisms, strained relationships, and ultimately, it holds you back from being your best self. We gotta break free from these outdated ideas of what masculinity means. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help build that safe space. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. First things first, own your feelings. Don't dismiss them or try to pretend they don't exist. You're allowed to feel happy, sad, frustrated, the whole spectrum. Recognizing and accepting these emotions is the first step towards managing them. Ever felt like you're on a roller coaster of emotions, but have no idea how to control it? That's what happens when we ignore our feelings. Acknowledge them, name them, understand them, that's power right there. 2. Find your outlet. Now, once you've acknowledged those emotions, what do you do with them? This is where finding your outlet comes in. Maybe it's hitting the gym, pouring your heart out into writing, going for a run, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, whatever helps you release and process those feelings. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to express yourself. 3. Silence, the inner critic. This one is crucial. That voice in your head constantly telling you that you're not good enough, strong enough, tough enough? Yeah, we need to silence that dude. It's a real emotional drain, and it keeps us from truly expressing ourselves. Start challenging those negative thoughts, replacing them with positive affirmations and reminders of your own strength and worth. 4. Practice vulnerability. This is huge. Letting your guard down and being vulnerable with others can be terrifying, but it's also incredibly freeing. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust, a friend, partner, therapist, creates a stronger bond and helps you process emotions in a healthy way. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. 5. Create rituals of release. Incorporate rituals into your life that help you release tension and stress. Think meditation, deep breathing exercises, spending time in nature, or anything else that brings you peace. These small moments of intentional self-care can make a huge difference in how you manage your emotions. Think about that friend who always has your back, the one you can tell anything to, no matter what. That's what you need to cultivate within yourself, a safe space where you can be completely honest and open with yourself. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, maybe even angry. Instead of bottling it all up, you take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and decide to express them in a healthy way. Maybe you go for a run, write in your journal, or talk to a friend. You don't judge yourself, you just allow yourself to feel and process those emotions. And the result? You feel lighter, calmer, more in control. That's the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression. Remember, guys, this isn't about being soft or weak. It's about being authentically you. It's about acknowledging your full range of emotions and finding healthy ways to express them. This is how we build resilience, cultivate deeper connections, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. So, what are you waiting for? Start building that safe space today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using Masculine Spartan Discipline. Let's keep pushing each other to be better, stronger versions of ourselves, emotionally and mentally. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.